Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name your asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I say it's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out.
And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm your host, Nevermore, and I just want y'all to know I'm recording this entire show in my underpants because I'm dying from Ebola and the Black Plague, and there's a hurricane, so I don't give a fuck. Say hello to my other two hosts, DV Oink and DV Midnight Frosty.
What up, people?
You gotta hit the mute button, Frosty.
Goddamn six fucking impersonators.
Oh.
Good evening.
Put well, a like there,
crayon buddy. Sticker on it and maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe if we put the crayon sticker right where the mute button is, he'll lick it and turn it on.
Ew.
That's what she said. I add my own sound effects. I don't need no stinking editing. No, I'm kidding, Bone. Kidding.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Well,
no editing for you.
So, as you can see, we're all lively, and I think I'm going to drink some bourbon in this show because it actually does help your chest with all the...
Well, you know, I drink it too just because of all the shit that we've gone through since I think the last time we've recorded.
Well, yeah.
A shit show from hell that we probably don't, none of us need to relive.
No, we're not even going to go through the past 30 days of life. We're just not going to do it. It has been, whoo, but we have finally aired. We'll let Oink tell you what day of the week and what time, even in Alaskan time for you weirdos that are in Alaska.
Why don't we have the guy that makes the flyers?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Frosty. But he's muted again, so this may take a second.
Lick the button.
Oh, he's got the fire department going by his house again.
Well, ring the alarm. Send them sirens on this damn thing. I got a pit bull over here. Well, pit bull is not a breed, but I got my pit bulls in here snoring. Are you talking on camera or the microphone? Are you? Mwah. Sirens. So we have silence.
But it is every Friday.
The sound of silence.
At 19:30.
Why? Is it like a fire every night at 19:30?
No, that's okay. The show.
Oh. Oh. I wasn't even listening. All right. Frosty. I am sick. I have a fever. Y'all are lucky I know your names.
That's what happened when you live in Los Anchorage.
I got a fire department about 4 blocks away, and it seems like they come by at the most inopportune times.
I just let them on the air. Who cares?
But our show did premiere. On what day was that, Frosty? What
that was on last Friday. Well, be a couple Fridays now. Friday nights at 21:30 Eastern Time, 17:30 Alaska Time.
Right here.
And there you have it.
GVR.
We actually made it. And we do have a couple of sponsors because I know I'm going to screw this up. Oink, you want to talk about the sponsors for a second?
One of our outstanding sponsors is, of course, the one and only K-Bar Soap Company with some awesome products. You know, I know I've ordered it several times. I know Frosty's ordered it several times. And I'm coming up on my monthly shower, so I need to order some more, as a matter of fact.
That once-a-month shower, man, that K-Bar must last forever.
It does, but when you scrub vigorously in certain areas, it doesn't last as long. Just saying.
Well, apparently, certain bars are a little too rough for Frosty, and all we could suggest is stop wedging the K-bar between your ass cheeks, dummy.
Don't use the exfoliating fucking hand soap, man. Come on, that shit hurts.
He's got the cleanest.
You gotta scrub.
He's got the cleanest ass cheeks in all of Alaska, y'all. Y'all have no idea the shit we talk about. Oh my god.
Now we went there.
Yeah, we went there. It's better than a fudge sickle, I'm just saying.
Oh, that was last week.
Yeah. And who is our other sponsor? And they have changed their name, so I'll just say it. It's NFG Vets. They are on Facebook. They are an outstanding Facebook page that lives to get banned. No, I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. They do get banned a lot. They do sympathize with the oink in the joint, but
yes, we've been to cellmates a few times, I think. Yeah. Down the hall a little bit, but you know, they don't want to keep us together, trust me.
But on a serious note, they're working towards their 501c. They are actually a local group they are a local group around in my area. But obviously, since they're on Facebook, anybody in the world can go and like that button on their page, NFG Vets. If you don't know what that stands for, you probably don't belong there. Just saying. And if you're easily offended, or you like to just join pages so you can report them, you're going to love NFG Vets. But I will say this, he has tamed himself down. And it's funny because his call sign is Bacon, and we have Oink. There's a whole bacon piggy theme going on because, you know, vets and bacon and freedom and America.
America, bitches.
We're going to have to find a DV pork chop out there somewhere.
I'm sure. You know what? I think I've actually seen that call sign somewhere. DV Pork Chop, if you are listening to this podcast, please send us a message because, you know, we can't pair up Frosty with anybody. Lord knows you never go find anything that matches a Nevermore, but boy, we got a pork thing going on up in her.
Hell's yeah.
Had to mute so I could cough my lungs up. Anyway, our lovely DV Midnight Frosty, who has nothing to do with Wendy's Frosties, is going to read us something very, very, very important. So I would like to take a moment of y'all's time, and me and Piggy Boy here will mute out, and he go read. I didn't know Marines could read until last night, but okay.
I had to write it in crayon.
Ah.
Okay. Most of you, well, I should say all of you that are vets, have said this at least once in your life, if not more. I, Midnight Frosty, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God.
Don't that just give you the chills every time you hear it? That might be the PTSD. I don't know. Not kidding. So why are we reading the Oath of Enlistment? Well, because a couple of weeks ago, people lost their ever-loving minds because some lady, don't even remember who she is, don't really care, swore back in on her office on a book from Dr. Seuss. Well, if you haven't noticed, doesn't matter what words come out your mouth, what you hold your hand to, and what promises you make, that don't mean you go do exactly what you said. The only way to tell if somebody's actually gonna remain true to their oath, and this goes for some of you veterans out there, I'm looking at you, yeah, you, it's your actions, okay? You can swear in and say, I do solemnly swear that I'm not gonna fondle my balls on a fucking coloring book, and that doesn't mean you're not gonna go fondle your balls. I'm just saying. Actions speak louder than words. It's just a fucking book. Grow up, you bunch of pussies. That's not even our frag out, by the way. That's just the truth. Ha!
Yeah, and let's actually, you know, that out a little bit too, you know, to support and defend the Constitution. You know, it nowhere does it say that you get to pick and choose what part of the Constitution. It's the entire Constitution. So if you're anti-Second Amendment, sorry, Charlie, suck that shit up.
Where does it say in the whole Constitution, I've read it, y'all read it, I'm sure everybody has, I hope, that you can't swear in on anything but a Bible. If this lady swore in on Dr. Seuss, by the way, who's a brilliant writer for children, so I'm not seeing what the big deal is, but that's beside the point. We'll just move past that.
Huge supporter of veterans, for that matter.
Uh-huh. And she goes and does her job and does it well. She's a politician, judge, something. I don't know. That don't mean nothing. What's it matter? But people got seriously butthurt. I seen so many crying videos that we were all sitting there like,
why so serious?
No.
It's just a book. It's just words. Those words don't mean anything. Those are just words to us. When we take that first oath, we ain't got no clue. We just saying it because we have to say it to get in. You have no idea what upholding our oath means until you got to go uphold that motherfucker. Standing there in your skivvies and, you know, raising your hand before you even enter boot camp, you're taking that oath, right? We all took the oath prior, and then we took the oath again when we graduated basic. That oath don't mean shit if you don't actually uphold it. You could have said, I'm joining the Army. I do solemnly swear that I'm not going to be a stupid gooberhead, and I'm not going to get the entire platoon sent into freaking punishment. And that's the first thing you do when you get out. Get everybody in trouble because you blew Falcon.
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. 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 I refuse. No. No.
That oath. Words are just words. Books are just books. Actions. Those are what speak. Y'all got anything to add to that?
No, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was some councilwoman from St. Louis area, St. Louis County or something like that. Somewhere in the Midwest, but not that that matters. But, you know, she was a single mother and had her two kids there with her during the swearing ceremony anyway. So it was more of sharing her experience with her children. You know, it wasn't necessarily anti, you know, Bible or anything along those lines. She had her family there, her two children. And, you know, and that meant more to her than, you know, swearing in on a Bible that maybe the kids haven't read yet. Who knows?
And this will come out later in an actual frag out, but I get traditions. I get time old traditions, but have a little fun in life.
Don't worry, be happy.
That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to be that spoiler alert, but I get time old traditions. I get it. But Jesus Christ, let down your pants and have a little fun, or is that let down your hair? Either way, have a little fun. Just don't get a sexual charge.
I ain't got no hair.
to go with kind of what Oink was going with the background, I had to pull it up to see what the book was. I remembered the book actually had something to do with why she chose it. And it's the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You Will Go.
We'll see. And before everybody goes, damn liberals, it wasn't liberals losing their shit, just saying. It was conservatives. A lot of veterans, actually. But I can't name drop on the show because I promised Bo. Yeah. You dropped a bomb on me. So, do y'all want to? We'll move on to a lighter subject. Do y'all want to learn how I traumatized a child for life today?
Not you. No way.
Look, you know, little kids don't realize where hamburger and bacon come from, right? So, there was this little grumpy kid, and the mom gets a book off the shelf because I'm at work. And she's like pointing at it. And I hear her say, Mama Pig, as I'm cruising by. She points to a baby pig. And she goes, what's that? And I was like, oh, look, a little bacon seed. Y'all should have seen the look on that mother and kid's face. Lord, what she mean bacon seed, Mom? And I was like, whoop, gotta go. I hear them calling my name. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, she just does not understand people. Bless her heart.
I blame the fever. Whatever, but I did. When she pointed, she goes, what's this? And I knew she wasn't talking to me, but I thought I'd answer anyway. Oh, look, a little bacon seed. Yeah, they were not amused. Pretty sure I seen the kid later crying, but that may not have been my fault. His mom could have said no to a toy. Just saying, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, come on, take credit for it. You know you want to.
So they tried to kill y'all death by PowerPoint today, yeah?
Oh, my God. PowerPoint and videos that would not play with, you know, no audio. Yeah, It was a bad day.
Look, I get up and both of these two are grumbling in our little radio group chat, and I'm like, oh, they're having a morning, and it was like 11:30 here, so it was butt-ass early over there, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go back to bed. If the day's already started bad over there and I just woke up, I'm not going to start my day.
Yeah, it was resiliency training for the Air Force. At least it was for our squadron today, so.
And that's got to do with you because you're not in the Air Force. Why?
Well, we work with Air Force, obviously, the Department of the Air Force. So even as civilians.
We work with the airmen, so they want us kind of going through a lot of the similar trainings that they do, especially on those type of the topics that they covered today.
Well, damn, Frosty, you're not used to that. You got a chair.
Yeah. Actually had donuts, too.
Oh, my God. See, it was a special occasion, y'all. Nah, that's just normal Air Force everyday thing. Good morning, there's your donut, here's your chair.
He just got to partake in it today, that's all.
The Marine didn't have to eat a crayon today. Hey, did you know that in case of emergencies such as hurricanes, if you have a box of crayons, not only do Marines have a tasty snack, but if you light one, they will last for 30 minutes, and then you will have hot food.
I've heard that, but I don't like barbecued crayons. I like them fresh.
Just saying, if you're in the hurricane and the lights go out, you can set a crayon on fire, but be my luck, I'd tip it over and set the whole house on fire, and I'd have a hell of a lot of light then. Power problem solved.
Sure, you dip a little bit of wax on a little plate or something and set it in the wax first.
Well, because see, that would fucking make sense. Damn it. It's an emergency. And in an emergency, you don't do anything that makes sense. Have you not heard the commercials on DV radio? No, on WDVR, where they're like, I'll grab a flashlight with dead batteries. I hate that fucking commercial.
I've been running and hiding in the closet.
I'm going to go get in the bathtub.
If it's an emergency, Frosty's, I'm just going to light the whole box on fire.
Frosty's coming out of the closet later? Is that what I just heard?
Oh,
hey, we went there.
Frosty, what else is on our list of stupid shit we've said this week?
Let's see.
Yeah, we left the Marine in charge of writing.
Well, the other thing I have on my list, you told me to wait until later.
Well, yeah, but you said there were three things. We've only done two. Technically, the other's later, so that would still leave one in there.
Well, which way did it go, George? Which way did it go?
What was that other one? I didn't write that one down. Oink was supposed to write that one down.
Oh, my God.
Oink doesn't have crayons.
You can type?
I could, but I don't have a computer where I work at. I cut grass for a fucking living. Come on.
Oh, you were going to give us a product review for us. See, that's one of the things.
Dirt. Trying to remember which product I was supposed to review.
Candles,
lovely smelling candles.
I took ordered the candles that are available on our sponsor K-Bar Soap's website from Flame On Candle Company, which is, how do we want to explain that one?
The son of the K-Bar Soap Company owner. He's 12 years old and has already started his own company, y'all.
Well, he's put out a few candles. I ordered a couple of them when he first introduced them. I ordered one that was titled Campfire and the other one was Black Powder. And I really enjoy the Black Powder one. I burn it quite frequently. But the Campfire one, I kind of have to hold off on. One, we've got all the fires up here, so I don't need the campfire smell. It's already in everything.
Shit, oh shit. we ain't got to smoke our fucking salmon. We just hang it outside right now and it gets smoked for us. I mean, there's so many wildfires that was going on, so.
But When I first got it, it was before all the fires got going, and I lit that thing up and was sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I feel like I'm sitting downwind of a campfire. You kind of had that little bit of that campfire smell, but that tingle that you get from when you're sitting in the smoke, it really I was surprised it was there. That was perfect.
Oh, and I found our other thing. So, guys, where I've been sick, I've been using voice to text, guys. Yeah. And apparently my phone does not understand me when I'm all stopped up. So all week I have called Oink Pink, Frosty Friday, and the Plague Plaque. So for this week's show, we have Pink Oink, a Frosty Friday, and a Nevermore with the with the plaque, hosting photo food out for our next show. And that, you folks, is why we shouldn't have conversations in private, because it's a lot more funny when we do it like typing, but whatever. But seriously, this thing cannot understand me. I'm like, it's plague plaque. Okay, just let me die in peace. Just let me die in peace. And apparently we have pictures of Oink cruising in something down the road.
Oh, yeah. My week was a little interesting. It wasn't mowing grass this week because it's all dead. So they tasked me to kind of roll out a new road or gravel road next to our perimeter fence so that our lovely security forces members can patrol the fence line.
I don't know. You got quiet.
Did I get quiet?
You're whispering.
My ears are stopped up. One of the two.
But yeah, I was on a roller this week, and I got to roll out a gravel road next to the perimeter defense.
So, they put you on a steamroller kind of thing?
Well, it wasn't a steamroller. It was a roller that they used to roll out asphalt and stuff like that. A single drum roller is what they called it. So
you kind of look like, oh my God, you guys have never actually met Oink. I have actually met Oink, and so has Frosty. And all I can picture is the Flintstones, and he's fucking Fred Flintstone with a big roller. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. That's Oink in a roller, by the way.
So, yeah.
With his Hawaiian shirt. That's what she said.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy.
I'm going to have that image in my head for a while.
Which one? Him rolling deep or the Flintstones?
The Flintstones.
Well, you know, you could always Photoshop a pig in a Hawaiian shirt in the Flintstones car.
I want the tiger fucking leopard fucking thing that Fred had on. That's what I want. Or was it Barney? Was that Wilma? Was that? I don't fucking know.
I want the tiger thing that person wore on that thing, please. Yeah. And I don't know how Frosty comes up with art, because he'd be like, I need ideas. And I'm like, that's funny. And he's like, but I didn't say nothing. Okay, well, work with that. We're good. But you didn't give me an idea. You're good. You got this.
Well, usually you guys just make one comment or something and it's like, ding.
Honestly, yeah. That's actually a lot of how we work. We're just sitting there minding our own business, and then suddenly, ooh, almost lost the bourbon. We're like, ooh, that's a good idea. Ooh. Anyway, so I guess this is number 4, episode 4, part 4, whatever you want to call it. So by now, you guys either love us or you hate us, but we would like to hear from you guys. You know, maybe you could send us a frag out topic, because unless something pisses us off, we don't really have a frag out until we get to talking in the middle of the show, and then we're like, uh-huh. Sometimes we pre-plan them. If you listen to last episode 3, last week's episode, yeah.
I had fun.
Yeah. He also at this point has wrote a piece about it that should be on DVR Thoughts and wherever else he plastered it. I don't know if there's any cuss words in it, but you might want to watch children.
I think I was good on that part of it.
It just means you couldn't figure out how to spell fuck on the computer with your crayons.
No, because we talked about that one on one of the other shows, and I wrote it down so I'd know how to spell it for later.
And damn, autocorrect keeps coming up with duck. Who the hell goes ducking? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. What? Every time my phone gets an update, it resets the keyboard, and then I have to teach it that all over again. And I'm like, at what point in my history have I ever said ducking? That you need to translate this to ducking. I don't say ducking.
That ducking auto car wreck.
You ducking Birch? Because that's what it'll do. I'm like, I can't even call anybody a fucking bitch right now. Ducking Birch? It's not near as funny. You're all mad and you hit send and you're like, that won't even faze them because they're laughing at me. I hate autocorrect, especially this week.
It's the devil.
Yep. If anybody knows a good plague doctor, you know, the ones on the creepy bird masks, send one to Nevermore's house. I need to breathe again.
Well, hopefully by the time this one airs, you'll be way over that.
I hope so. If not, I really do have the plague. And bourbon doesn't treat the plague, apparently, because that's how I'm carrying it. Ooh. Sorry, I just got distracted. The light caught the ice cubes, and I'm like, ooh, that's shiny.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Well, huh. You know, if we, I was going to say, if we had an itinerary, this would work so much better, but then it would be near as funny because we just do this on the fly. My week sucks. It just sucks. I worked like 4 16-hour days. Of course, that worked out to my advantage because I got to come home early today because, you know, no overtime, God forbid, even in a natural disaster. And I got to take a nap, and now I'm recording a show. And, yeah, my life's exciting as fuck.
What about you there, Frosty? How's your week been so far?
It hasn't been too bad. I mean, I went from striping to stripping, so I don't know whether I consider that a promotion or not, but so to explain that a little bit better, I normally I'm putting the lines on the ground, the striping portion, but this week I've been removing lines, so I like to say I'm now a stripper.
I'm in love with a stripper.
A well-paid one at that. Working for the government.
He shakes his goodies on the flight line, y'all. Mm.
Yeah, that's been about my
week. That's a great image for us to have.
Snowman shaking his booty on the flight line. Runway incursion.
Well, the great thing about Snowman is they're not atomically correct, so he's not going to be out there swinging his dangin'.
Look, people, he put his carrot in his wrong place.
Frosty doesn't have a nose anymore. Is that his penis? It's his penis nose, okay?
Multi-purpose tool.
We are not right in the head. We are definitely not right in the head. Then again, we never claim to be. So it looks like we are at like 25 minutes into the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have nothing, y'all. My brain is fried. I ain't even drunk. It's just dead.
Well, dead. Happy. Why don't we go take a commercial break? And
we'll get right back to you after these commercials, only on DV Radio on WDVR. Blah.
DV Radio.
Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not a paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio for your charge.
You could listen to one of those other stations, but what would your friends think?
DV Radio. Ha, we make it happen.
You've heard them on Frag Out, Drag Out. This is an original from WDVR, DVRadio.net. So sit back, relax, and have a few laughs on us, Bucksicles.
This is how we ride.
Welcome back. Back.
You fucked that all up.
Yeah, I did. Frag out, drag out. Welcome back to Frag Out, Drag Out.
You fucked that all up.
Here on DVR Radio.
You fucked that all up.
Frag out, drag out. Welcome back to Frag Out, Drag Out.
You fucked that all up.
Here on DVR. DVR Radio. DVR Radio. I'll get that right one of these days.
Well, leave that in, because that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
You fucked that all up. You fucked that all up. You fucked that all up. You fucked that all up.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. DVR Radio.
You fucked that all up. You fucked that all up. You fucked that all up. You fucked that all up.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I'll get that right one of these days. One of these days. DV Radio.
DV Radio. Nothing interesting on TV? That's why you're listening to DVRadio.net WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
You're tuned in to DV Radio, where the shenanigans never end. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out here on DVR Radio, or DV Radio. I'll get that right one of these days.
You fucked that all up.
Oh, yeah, I did. So, what we have.
Leave that in, Bo. Leave that in, because that's fucking funny.
What we have tonight.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
As a rumble between our two Chair Force vets. They threw a little video out there that's hit almost every page that I've seen of a Navy first class petty officer at her retirement. The caption on the for the video says, after serving 6 years in the Army and 20 years in the Navy, she retires and walked out like this. She deserves that walk. And it looks like a big formal retirement ceremony where they're ringing the bell and walking down the carpet. And a couple of them go before her and they're all saluting. And when she gets up to the line, they all salute. And she just kind of, the music starts playing and she starts dancing her way down the line. So our two veterans here decided that, one decided they didn't particularly care for it. And the other one's like, hey, that's cool. So we're going to throw it out there, and ready, frag out!
So you know a rumble ain't a rumble without me!
Frag out.
We will let DV Oink go first, because you know, ladies first.
Oh, geez, thanks. No, I'm telling you right now, when I seen this video, it straight up pissed me the fuck off. A, you got two people walking in front of her, whether it was, initially I thought it was just a mass retirement thing, and then they're introducing the people, and then here she comes, the last one in line for whatever reason, and all of a sudden music starts playing, and then she starts dancing down this red carpet to where you have military personnel in uniform rendering her a damn salute, and she continues to walk past them dancing her little butt off as an attention whore. That's the only way I can put it. It showed a total lack of respect for the damn uniform she's wearing, respect for those that are rendering her a damn salute. I get it. 26 years in the military, congratulations. But there's a fucking place and a time, and when you're in front of a bunch of people that are there, it just pissed me off. I'm sorry. Like I said, there's a place and a time. If you want to dance your little jigaboo fucking music and whatever the hell else you wanted to do, fine, do it on your own time. But don't do it when you have 100 people or even a company or whatever, a platoon, it doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. You have other military people there in uniform, a uniform that you're wearing, and here we are dancing like a fucking idiot. To me, it was a total lack of respect for the uniform that she wore, whether it was the Army for 6 or the Navy for 20. It was total disregard.
I'm not sure what you call a group of sailors, so...
Bunch of seamen.
I don't know what you call a whole group of them. I don't know.
Mattress stains? Yeah. I got nothing.
I'm dying. Okay, round 2.
Nevermore, your round. Go.
Okay, obviously, if somebody cued music, this shit was pre-planned and everybody fucking knew it was gonna happen. Therefore, I don't see how it's disrespectful because they knew her ass was gonna do it. They wouldn't have had a boombox to play some whatever he just called that kind of music. I'm sorry, when you rant, it's fucking hilarious. I can't even be serious. On a serious note, though, we'll go back to a hint of what I was talking about in the first episode. I get tradition. I get it. But this shit was pre-planned. I don't see how it was disrespectful. It's not like she, like, whipped out her cell phone, started blaring Jay-Z, and decided to do the freak all the way down the fucking line. It was pre-planned. They knew it was going to happen. And, I mean, after 26 years, at least she wasn't on a fucking walker trying to go down through there. I mean, come on. Gotta have a little fun here and there. The saluting thing, that part bothers me a little bit because you can still dance and jive and bebop and still throw out a salute while you're getting down with your bad self. You know, get your funk on and salute and shake that ass and just don't twerk, though. No, don't twerk down the retirement line. That'd suck. Nobody wants to see your old ass twerking. After 26 years, your ass is old. But you're getting opinions from a retired veteran versus a DD-214 four-year veteran, you know? So that's the difference in it. He's retired. He's done the retirement ceremony very solemn and all of that. And I'm just like, woohoo, get the fuck out.
And I actually stood back and I read some of the comments on there. And those were exact some of the comments too. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I fucking went out in my boxers and fucking chucked all my, you know, Class A's right there and lit them on fire. Well, that's great. But did he retire? Or was it simply an ETS, you know, a separation from service? What was it? You know what I'm saying? The person that made that comment didn't clarify. To me, a retirement ceremony, like you said, is something I take personally. You know, it's a tradition. And it's something that's by Air Force regulation, if you want to be Air Force, is the commander's responsibility to ensure everything that my wishes are met. Or my wife, for example, because we had a dual retirement ceremony. We both retired the same day. So I took it a little bit personal when I seen this. Granted, she went out the way she wanted to. I get that. But when I seen it initially, I thought it was a group retirement thing. When I went back and watched it again for the second time, which, oh my God, the dancing was horrible. Y'all,
I know. I never said she could actually dance good. I just said she danced a little ass right on out the Navy.
Yes, she did. I gotta give her credit on that. She did do that. But the
I
thing
mean, was, it's the Navy. I mean, can you think of a gayer way to exit than shake that ass?
Well, there is some other ways, but we can't probably post that on video even.
They probably wouldn't authorize that. You said that they respect your wishes, right? They respected her wishes, which is still upholding tradition.
Like I said, initially I thought it was a group setting, a group retirement thing where they were introducing everybody that was getting ready to retire, like a squadron function type thing. Well, went back, choked it down, and watched it again, and it was actually, I would assume, you know what that spells, but
like an
I
ass out of you and me.
I went back and watched, and I'm assuming that the people that was introduced first were the people that actually were part of the retirement ceremony. Her being the last one makes sense now, because she was the one being honored at that ceremony. So it might have been her own personal retirement ceremony, and that's the way she wanted to go out.
Well, tell you what, folks. For all you listeners out there, I'm sure you've seen the video by now. By the time this airs, it'll have circulated the internet 40 million times. So, sound off.
Sound off like you've got a pair.
Team Raven, Team Oink. Choose your sides. And Frosty didn't even have to separate us because we didn't bite each other.
I figure there's two borders between us, so it should help a little bit.
let's see your comments in the chat right now. If you're listening along live on WDVR, DV Radio, and let's see it in the chat. What are you guys thinking right now? Was it appropriate? Was it not appropriate? Now, I'll see if I can't even find the link and post it again in the chat for you guys to watch.
Yep, because like I said, you're hearing opinions from somebody who retired versus somebody who got out. So, like I said, you need to size it up for yourself. But, he said it and I said it. This person got their wishes. This is how they wanted to do it. I mean, I've seen some swearing in ceremonies, reenlistment ceremonies that will make your skin crawl. So, I mean, the Air Force did have the guy who swore back in, reenlisted with a puppet. That set some people off. I thought it was funny, but whatever.
Well, the way I looked at this one is it's a little...
This is not Team Frosty. Did we say you could have an opinion? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, fine. You want to play that game? Huh.
Go to your room. Mommy's harassing me.
What I looked at it is a snip. It's just a short clip out of a bigger ceremony, a bigger whatever. So there's not a whole lot of context other than the two coming before her getting rung through and then her dancing down it. So other than the caption, who knows what this actually was? This could have been the kind of the goof off portion that a lot of retirement ceremonies have, that at least that I've seen since I've been here. But yeah, who knows? Stay in neutral.
And there you have it, Midnight Frosty, aka Canada.
Or is it La Frenchie?
Yeah, or the French. Les Français. No.
Nope.
He goes, oui, oui, all right.
No, I thought that was you.
Yeah, because remember, Frosty doesn't have a wee wee to wee wee with because he's a snowman.
No, I was the one that got the roast beef. Somebody else went all the way home.
Oh, wow. Your wife should smack you right now.
I'm glad she doesn't listen to me.
I was waiting for the Navy dude who's recording this to chime in. I still don't know what you call a big group of seamen besides an orgy.
Trying not to laugh in the background?
I don't know. He's in the other room.
Oh, shit.
And
what do you call her, a squid?
Is it a squad of squid?
Squad of squid?
What's the plural of squid? Squids or squads?
It's a squid squad?
I know it's our fucking show, but you could type in the fucking comments what a group of seamen are, because we don't know. You're to the Navy, ass. 14 years, and you don't know what a group of sailors are? We'll just make it up. A ship. They're called a ship. A group of sailors is called a ship. A ship's company. Oh. That's stupid. Even the Air Force has a better name than that. At least we're a squadron. So there you have it. A group of seamen is a ship's company. That's what he said. Squadron for air. We know squadrons for Air Force.
Wait a minute. Doesn't the Navy or the Marine Corps also have squadrons?
Yes, we do.
Okay, just making
sure. And so does the Navy.
Yeah, making sure.
For the air wing side.
Everybody's like, I wonder who they're yelling at in the background.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we didn't ask for a full fucking lesson. We just said, what do you call a group of seamen besides gay? Whatevs. Mm. There you have it. That was our frag out for the week. And I'm pretty... Go fuck myself. No. Okay, that's not nice. GFY is what I got, y'all. GFY. Anyway. I wonder if you sent that to a civilian, if they'd know what that meant. GFY. Somebody text the civvy real quick.
I can text a wife, and I guarantee she wouldn't know either. I ask her a question, and the longest response I usually get back from her is one letter. K.
K. K. Mm-hmm. If you get a K for me, I'm either super busy or I'm super pissed. It just depends on the day or the time and the moon cycle and if the planets have aligned from Mars or not.
But, you know, that makes sense now. She's actually married to me, so maybe that's the problem.
Okay.
Okay.
What I'm talking about might save your life someday, okay?
Okay, Mr. Mackey, I'm good.
Okay.
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 Asshole.
I just keep a middle finger emoji on standby.
Yeah.
If you listen to Barracks Talk, you know what emojis mean.
That's right. Lots more sex.
Apparently, if you listen to Barrick's talk, Frosty can turn into Barry White.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know one of our listeners put it, white chocolate rain.
And I'm pretty sure he hasn't figured out how he's done it yet.
Nope. I'm still working on it.
The white chocolate rain part or changing your voice?
The voice change portion.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
So did you like? So you hit a button or something?
No, it just all of a sudden, new microphone, and it just kind of got real loud in my headset. It may have had a pop with it, and next thing I know, my voice dropped, and who knows?
It's actually hey guys, quite guess what? That day on DV Radio, Frosty's balls dropped.
Drop the snowballs.
Oh my goodness. This is why there is a listener discretion is advised.
And if you're going to go back and search for that podcast, by the way, it's probably one of the better shows we've had. We had the special guest on there from Hard Luck Automotive. Great guy. He stayed in chat with us for a while, and he was even laughing his ass off and throwing out insults like, you know, Frosty taking a tranquilizer to the neck. It was awesome.
Oh, goodness. Well, so far, I'm rather pleased with Frag Out, Drag Out. We'll see if we have any fans after episode 3.
You think somebody might get offended?
Somebody might get butthurt. But we hear that the fudgesicle cools that burning real quick.
That's right.
Just take it from Frosty.
Woohoo!
She said take it from Frosty.
That means you got to reach in his butt cheeks and get it.
Careful, splinter.
Crayon.
So, have you guys seen any of the new movie trailers coming out?
Me and movies are like me and the Navy. I stay away from them. I'm
such a nerd. I love, like, not when they remake a classic, but, like, when a sequel or something comes out, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, Bad Boys for Life. They are back, and they're releasing a movie in January. Come on, you've got to have seen Bad Boys.
I'm a bad boy.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Cricket. No. Nothing.
No.
You guys suck.
It's got Will Smith in it. Yeah, of course we've seen it.
Which means I probably didn't watch it.
Look, get past his liberalness. His movies are fun. I bet you don't sing that right. Go ahead and sing and let's see if you can get the song, even that part right. Let's see if you get the real.
No. I got it on CD somewhere, believe it or not. I think I even uploaded it. I don't know.
I love it when people sing that song because it's like, bad boys, what you gonna do? And I'm like, you're never gonna get the next part right. And they never get the next part right. If anybody knows, without Googling it, the actual next part of that song, because it's not what you think it is, it's not what you're gonna do when they come for you. It's actually a little bit more than that. If you know it, type it in chat and we'll see if we have a winner chicken dinner. You don't get any fucking prizes because we don't care, but let's just see if you know the actual words. Yes, I'm that kind of a nerd. I was Security Forces Defender. After all, I do know that song. Lame.
Gotta have something to do standing those midnight duties.
He said duty. Dude, and I did work nights. It sucked. Driving around the nukes, right in circles, or standing on the nose of a plane. Boring.
You stood?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get to sit in nice little comfy vehicles like they had in my scene?
Some of the vehicles got to move, but like during exercises or if Air Force One was there, your ass stood.
That's true. I only got to support the backup plane. I never really got to support Air Force One for the most part.
I've guarded Air Force One when Clinton came to base. Respect the commander-in-chief, even if he's not your president. I'm talking to you, libtards.
And, you know, speaking of Clinton, one of the coolest things ever is when I was deployed to, I call it a deployment, I was deployed to Qatar, and Bill Clinton came through doing a USO tour, you know, boost the morale of the troops. Well, the first thing everybody did when they heard he was coming is they raided the little, you know, PX that was on base, and they bought all the single cigars, the Cubans. So he gets done doing his little speaking little thing, gets done, comes out to the crowd, and there's a bunch of, you know, Air Force guys surrounding him. Not probably, I don't know, 30 or 40 people away from him. But, you know, you could just tell somebody was just waiting one time, and then one guy had enough balls to present the fucking cigar right to him. And this is right after the whole Monica, obviously, shit, you know, went down not too long ago. Dude, he smiled, the biggest smile I've ever seen him smile, grabs that fucking cigar, autographs it, and gives it back to the dude. Then there's like fucking 500 more that came out of the woodworks. It was fucking hilarious.
Balls of steel right there.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Props to you, Airman. I'll drink to that.
Oh, shit.
So I don't like to tell, like, crappy while we were in stories because, you know, nobody wants to be depressed. But the only person who's really going to appreciate the irony in this story is Oink, because he knows what Security Force squadrons are like and how their chain of command is and how they think they're better than everybody else and strict. So I got it's two-in-one story. I was on drinking restriction. Whoops. And I was over at the maintenance squadron with my bestie, who was a special effects artist. I got drunk, and he's like, how are we going to get you back into your squadron? I was like, I don't know. He decides he's going to whip up this nasty, gnarly, like, gash on my leg so I can, like, put my arm around him so he can't see that I'm freaking shit-faced and can't walk. Kind of hobbles me back in. Well, somewhere in the middle of the night, at that point, he's done drunk, too. We thought it'd be a good idea to pranker my own squadron. Yeah. We did a murder scene outside the Security Forces squadron, complete with chalk body outlines, blood splatter, you name it. I had line up the next night, so we're all there. When the captain comes down, he's like,
we're going to get the assholes responsible for this. If any, you guys keep your eyes open. If you guys catch anybody, blah, 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 blah.
And I'm back there dying because there is nobody to catch. I did it. You know, it's not like I'm going to narc on myself and my buddy, right? And he goes on into this, like, 10-minute rampage about we're security forces, blah, blah. Back then it was, what, security specialist, whatever. And he just kept on and on and on. And the more he rampaged, the redder he got. And the redder he got, the more I giggled.
You got caught, didn't you?
Nope. But my two buddies that were on each side of me fucking knew right then, as soon as I started giggling, because they knew my best friend was a special effects artist. And as soon as they broke up, and they go, all right, we're going to do your assignments. I got signed with these two fools. And he's like, they both looked at me and they went, you did it, didn't you? I was like, mm-mm, nope. And like, what was so funny? I was like, I had gas. Didn't work. No, they kept the secret, but yeah, I wonder how many Article 15s that shit would have been. And I have quite the collection, let me tell you.
Oh, shit.
Cue in the super troopers, the super, super military. You're a piece of shit. If you ain't never gotten a good Article 15, you ain't lived. Shut the fuck up. You can afford one or two or six in your career and not get kicked out.
Oh, back then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times I've been restricted to base or and I've snuck off base? I'm just turd. Like I said, you got to have some fun in there. I mean, have y'all not seen the, I posted it on the original Nevermore page, the, is it 2nd Battalion Marines down at Lejeune? And they're giving hurricane safety tips and asked if you have any questions. Dude, have you seen what those Marines are asking these guys? I can imagine formation the next day going, I'm looking for whatever they're called, corporal, whatever. Did you make this comment on this Facebook page? Nope, that wasn't me, sir. Something about jumping off the third story balcony. Would there be enough wind to help them fly down? And all kinds of crazy shit. Oh, and, you know, and back then we didn't have those CAT cards or whatever they are. And he's like, well, I thought you couldn't get on base without the card. And he's like, well, we'll make sure we alert the whatever they're called, to a hurricane trespassing, be on the lookout, bull. I mean, this guy, I don't know who runs that page, but y'all have got to follow that page. I don't care if you like the Marines, hate the Marines, whoever is in charge of their Facebook over there,
fucking hilarious. Give the man an award. Promote him.
I believe that was the 2nd Marine Division page that was posting all of that. And as far as the third deck stuff goes, as long as you got your reflective belt and some mattresses down there, you're good to go.
Oh, and that's funny because all through it, they kept saying, well, what if we wear a glow belt? What if we wear a glow belt? And I'm like, oh, my God, this is too much.
I did like the support everybody was giving the guy that said he's going to jump off the third balcony. You know, hey, I'm a corpsman. I got your back, bro.
Yep, 2nd Marine Division. But like one of them was like, if we put a glow belt around all the Sparky boys, will we keep power that way? And what's funny is I actually have a friend who's a Marine and his call sign Sparky. So that made me laugh. But yeah, if you don't follow the 2nd Marine Division just for shits and giggles and crayons, you should really, really, really follow them, because whoever runs their Facebook is hilarious.
They're doing a good job with this under the circumstances for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some of the questions, though. Oh, God, I was dying. I'm trying to go back to it so if I can, read some of them. But he has posted like a motherfucker since then. Yeah, because it's got over 2,800 comments. So let's see. You got to go to most relevant or it's not near as funny. Am I authorized to use deadly force on the hurricane? Was one of them. And contrary to popular belief, although hurricanes have an eye, they are not actually alive. So we would advise against using deadly force on a massive storm with violent wind. NCO 5500.6H provides more information on when deadly force can be used. I mean, it's just shit like that. And does this mean we can finally wear our all-weather coat? Will the winds be strong enough to destroy my 214? Let's see what his answer to that was. With a current speed of 1 mile per hour, Hurricane Dorian is fast enough to destroy important documents. Please keep them locked up in a waterproof safe. Does Dorian have to wear a glow belt when he hits PT Road? I mean, this shit was funny. Am I authorized to run around base with a life jacket? All kinds of crazy shit. Y'all got to read that stuff, though. The link's on the original. The page is called The Original Nevermore. That's just where I pal around boredom. If you so choose, I guess we could put it on photo. We're just calling it photo from now on. Voodoo. Is it voodoo or photo?
I'm going photo.
Not Frodo. Now where did we lose freaking Frosty?
You have to pee.
Whoa, hello. I didn't realize I had muted. How did I do that?
Lord. I don't know. Ask six.
Lord.
I was trying to bring up the some of the questions on there.
Well, you are the Marine in the group, so.
That's one page I hadn't followed until recently.
Well, me neither, but the day I seen that in a group and I started going through it, I was like, okay, y'all funny. For active duty, y'all still damn funny.
I wonder if Hurricane Dorian should be saluted. I mean, he or she seems to think they are number one.
Yeah.
The 2nd Marine Division. Please do not salute the storm. Unless you see Shiny, of course.
Oh, Lord. If he comes in wearing some captain wings, then you can salute him. Captain bars, I should say, not wings.
If he's a
full bird, you might want to run. Right, he's down to what, a 3? So he's been demoted and promoted because he went.
Times.
Yeah, because he started out
fucking Marine, right?
he started out as a 5-4-3-2-3-4-3. So I mean, and then 2 and then 3. So typical Marine. He's done caught like 6 Article 15 since then, or whatever they call them now.
Yeah. Well, here's another good one. I hear Dorian wears pajamas to the mess hall while on his cell phone. And the 2nd Marine Division responds with, say it ain't so. We'll definitely have to counsel Hurricane Dorian regarding the wear of proper civilian attire. Thanks for the heads up and Semper Fi.
You Marines ain't right, man. And I like the one about, see if you can find the one with the kiddie pool. If a kiddie pool happens to blow into the yard, and there happens to be beer, and we all happen to slip and fall into the kiddie pool during the hurricane something, and I was sitting there going, they're going to have a fucking pool party out in a flood.
Well, I didn't get to actually go to one, but I've heard they've had typhoon parties in Okinawa that they'll take and they'll open up the doors at both ends of the barracks, throw a little soap down, and slide back and forth up and down the hallway while the rain pours through.
I can neither confirm nor deny government property was used in the fun of those events. Because I was on Okinawa as well for a couple of years.
Okay. Well, it looks like we were about out of time, so we're going to let Oink close the show because Frosty can't even figure out what radio station we're on. Don't forget to check out NFG Vets and K-Bar Soap Company. They've got a Facebook page. Thank you for sponsoring us. Sorry, we're just not funny today. Take her away, Oink.
Any last going away words from our lovely host there, Nevermore?
If I don't die from the Black Death, I will be back.
And our Marine over there, can you quit licking the button or lick the button so you're not muted?
I'm not muted.
I'm not muted.
You had to check.
Just out of nowhere, you hear, I'm not muted. Like he wasn't quite sure. That was more of a question than an answer.
I was like, wait a minute, I'm not muted. What the heck? No. Just remember, as we talked about earlier, during the hurricane, your crayons can be used as an emergency food and for emergency lighting if necessary. Hope everybody makes it out of that all good to go.
Please do not turn your fans to the hurricane or shoot at the hurricane, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you piss it off and it comes on into the rest of the North Carolinas and I lose power, I'm going to be pissed because I will die without AC with a summer cold. Black Death, remember, do not cause it to come here. I will hunt you down and kill you.
Thanks, everybody. This has been another episode of Frag Out Drag Out right here on WDVR DV Radio. Thanks for joining.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Later.
And that's the end of that chapter.
DV Radio.